This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, moving on. Simplicity, you could say, was the theme of Mr. Trump's remarks today. Fewer government regulations and a simplified tax code as well.
My plan will reduce the current number of brackets from 7 to 3 and dramatically streamline the process.
Simplicity and streamlining are also sort of the theme of today's installment of our series, I've Always Wondered. Your questions, our answers about this or that bewildering topic in business and the economy. Today, a trip to the dark underbelly of telephone customer service, something called interactive voice response. Typically, as you know, these questions come from listeners, but this one is from Marketplace's Sally Herships. Why, when calling companies, she wants to know, are you asked to enter information like account numbers or date of birth, but then you have to repeat that same information to a human operator? Since she asked the question, we made her answer it. Here's Sally.
Okay, I am about to dial my health insurance company.
Please tell me your date of birth.
February 11th, 1973.
Sorry, what date was that?
February 11th, 1973.
I'm having trouble bringing up your information.
Ugh, so frustrating. But you know who's even more frustrated? The people who design the systems.
Ugh, it drives me crazy. So painful, and it doesn't have to happen.
Janelle Matthews is with Genesis. The company designs IVRs, Interactive Voice Response Systems. She's talking about when we have to repeat information multiple times. She knows it doesn't have to be that way, but companies don't always take her advice.
It's kind of a really basic, like, customer service party foul. This technology that solves this problem was invented 25 years ago.
Matthew says it's like caller ID on an iPhone. When a friend calls, you see their picture and name pop up because all the information is linked. She says it's just as easy for companies to link the information they collect about you, but a lot just don't update their software. And there's another problem. Even when companies do have up-to-date systems, sometimes human representatives ask us to repeat information as a stall tactic. Why are they stalling?
So imagine yourself looking in front of a monitor. You're taking call after call after call.
So you have to load a lot of websites and run a lot of applications. Maybe your computer freezes. You don't want your system to seem old or out of date. So while you wait, you stall by asking for the information again. After all, maybe you're just double checking for security reasons.
Which might also be why they're double asking for it, right?
Maybe. But at this point, we might be too angry to care. Walter Rolandi also designs interactive voice response systems. He says a big problem, one designers often fail to take into account, is that customers may already be frustrated before they even dial the phone.
Consider it. When do you call a company for customer support? Something's wrong. The world became imperfect today. Your check didn't clear. Your product failed. Your phone isn't working right.
And it's likely you have already spent time trying to solve the problem on your own. So your mood can quickly go downhill, especially when faced with robo-clichés like, thank you for calling. Your call is very important to us.
Obviously, they know that's not true.
But what is true is what you might call customer service rage. Rolandi says consumers who encounter problems with automated systems can be like rats in a science lab trained to press a bar for food that suddenly stops working.
The rat will go back and hit the bar the next time he wants a piece of food, and nothing happens. And then he'll hit it again and again and again, and eventually he might attack the bar.
For the consumer, that can mean losing it. For the company, that can mean losing a customer. But Rolandi says the irony is, in the world of automated phone systems, success is measured in containment, how many customers you can prevent from getting through to a human.
Clearly, the number one motivator for companies is to, you know, avoid an agent talking to a customer.
PV Kannan is CEO of 24/7, another company that designs these automated systems. He says it's really expensive to talk to a human.
You know, an average call costs a U.S. company, you know, roughly about $5. And that's just an average call. I mean, you know, when you file a car insurance claim, it could be as much as $15 to $20.
And some companies get millions of calls a year. When you talk to a computer, it only costs a few cents. But talking to a computer can make you feel cynical.
A lot of times you get frustrated, then you say, let me talk to a supervisor. Is there really a supervisor?
There are supervisors in the call center industry. Typically, there is one supervisor for every 12 to 15 agents.
But what the companies have figured out is
Everybody wants to talk to a supervisor.
So the agent just puts it on pause for a couple of seconds, picks up the phone, and then pretends to be the supervisor. So,
no, really?
Yeah, it's pretty common.
So the next time you're on the phone feeling like a rat in a cage, just remember there are other people out there more frustrated than you, and they are the ones who designed the system. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.